This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Turn me loose, my friends. Set me free.
A bit better than I used to be, because I'm alive. I'm a live wire, because I'm alive. Come on, baby. Gotta set me free, because I'm your live wire. I don't want to air Greg Reese's report from January, where we predicted all of this. And then I'll tell you where I think it's going and how we can mitigate it and deal with it. But all three of Greg Reese's reports are incredibly important. I'm having them reposted on the live show feed today so you can share them and warn people about how this is premeditated. All right, let's go ahead and go to that report.
Canadian veteran and political activist Jeremy McKenzie, known as the Raging Dissident, was just notified that he can no longer do banking in Canada.
As part of ending the relationship towards it today, you're not to visit any of the Scotiabank branches or bank premises in person without first getting written consent in advance from the bank, from management. So
I'm banned from the bank.
But it doesn't matter if you are a political activist or an obedient sheep, because the banks are planning on taking all of your money to pay off their debts.
I mean, it's a little bit conflicted, right? I mean, it's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution. But they they're going to be. That's
the FDIC currently has less than $200 billion in assets to insure over $9 trillion. That's just 1.3%. They know that a system collapse is coming, and they are already planning for bail-ins. As trust begins to fail, the people will begin to withdraw their funds, which will only guarantee a banking collapse. This is known as a bank run. In 2012, the International Monetary Fund, known for their reputation of coercion, violence, and extortion, published staff discussion notes entitled From Bailout to Bail-In, Mandatory Debt Restructuring of Systemic Financial Institutions. After the 2008 crisis, the world learned what a bailout is. Trillions of taxpayer dollars printed out of thin air to pay off the bankers' bad habits. It was hugely unpopular, but pales in comparison to a bail-in. So what exactly is a bail-in? It is officially obfuscated with elaborate equations, but to put it simply, it is when the bank steals your money directly from your account. They called it haircuts when they did it in Cyprus back in 2013, which the courts later ruled was legit. And a recent video on TikTok shows that the new bail-ins may have already begun.
So I'm a Bank of America and everybody's missing money. I'm also missing money over $1,300 and they're telling me to call customer service. And they keep hanging up on people. This is another person here is also missing money. So we're trying to see what's going on. Money's missing today, and we need our money. And they're already telling us to call customer service. And customer service ain't doing nothing about it. So just a heads up, if anybody's experiencing this, please let us know, because this is not right. I'm missing $1,400 from my account, and they're telling me that there's no way they can help us. This guy's missing money, too. This other person is missing money, too. And you missing money, too? There you go. So this is not something that's just one person. This is everybody's happening to them. And this is crazy. This is very crazy. Yes, Bank of America decided to take people's money without their consent. And we're asking what's going on, and they're giving us a runaround. Everybody for the same thing, man. The same thing.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to come back and talk more about the engineered global crisis and where I think it's all going.
We're going to cover all the other big news in the second half of the broadcast today. Tell everybody, you know, tune in. That's how we win the war. Thank you so much. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects, so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com. Monday, March 13th, 2023, Global Transmission. I am your embattled host, Alex Emmerich Jones, from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Well, the puppet president's words did not lend any confidence to the markets as bank runs accelerate around the planet. Latest developments in a moment, but first, some from the pedophile Chi-Com agent.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe. We must get the full accounting of what happened and why those responsible can be held accountable. Let's also take a look a moment to put the situation in a broader context. We've made strong economic progress in the past 2 years. Take-home pay for workers is going up, especially for lower and middle-income workers.
President, what do you know right now about why this happened? And can you assure Americans that there won't be a ripple effect?
Do you expect other banks to fail, Mr. President? Should all depositors be protected at all banks?
All right, thank you.
I shouldn't laugh. It's laughing at myself and laughing at the gallows here. Here's some of the latest articles on InfoWars.com. Trump warns of new Great Depression. Silicon Valley Bank crisis and liquidity crunch we had predicted has now begun. Yeah, raising the interest rates. Everything got us strung out on all of the easy credit. It is going down. So what do we do? If they don't bail out all these banks, regional banks going under, it'll accelerate to a total banking collapse. So it's a gun to our head. It's like then Treasury Secretary back at the time of 2008 famously said, what do you want, tanks driving around the streets? But then even when they bail these out in the next few months, in the next year or so, because they're not totally ready for the central bank digital currencies yet, not ready to get rid of the old system yet. This is the process of that. They're going to run out of money out of the Treasury. And the answer will be this whole new monetary system that they're getting the final touches done on. They've built the foundation, built the superstructure, built the surrounding areas, put the windows in, the doors in. They wired the electricity. And now they're doing a few final touches on this tyranny. And then it will be rolled out against us, as you've all witnessed, as we predicted. So what do we do? Well, we've been manipulated since 1913 here in the U.S. and similarly around the world under this private banking cartel. So we identify the private banking cartel, like Ron Paul did in so many hearings and warned about for so long, and we politically form a movement to say we're not doing central bank digital currencies as a solution. We're not doing universal basic incomes when half the public doesn't have jobs, like they're doing in Italy and Spain right now. And we don't accept troops on the streets, and we don't accept, see, defund the police, collapse society, put troops on the streets. Bring society down, build back better, destroy civilization with the Great Reset, and then build back better on its assets. We oppose Agenda 2030. We oppose Agenda 21. We oppose the transgender pedophile time. We oppose the fentanyl. We oppose the open borders. We oppose every New World Order policy, and we point out they are the ones that orchestrated this. That's why they're saying, oh, we're bailing it out. Oh, we're against it. Oh, we're going to find those responsible, and we're going to put them in jail. They'll arrest some mid-level bank people, as all these regional banks that actually still lend money to the public go under. We should talk about the ecosystem and the whole structure of what allowed this to happen. It's an information war. We have farmland. We have infrastructure. We have everything we need. We have all the energy we need. But we have to end the globalist policies of high taxation, regulation, and massive commitments overseas and spending. And the $200 billion. I'm so sick of hearing people with old numbers of $100 billion, $129 billion, $150 billion. It was $200 billion a month ago that we know about. $200 billion. And that's real infrastructure we're paying to not have to go blow stuff up in Ukraine in a Slavic civil war that I have no part of, and almost none of you do. Nothing against the Russians, nothing against the Ukrainians, but you guys want to kill each other, knock yourselves out. I'm not part of this. I'm not part of all this lunatic asylum garbage. I'm not part of all these other groups, the KKK and the Mexican mafia and the freaking black supremacists and all of it. I mean, it's just all a bunch of morons. We have unlimited resources and capacity if we work hard, if we study, and if we engage in civilization, and if we follow God's plan. All the information shows that. And strangely enough, Biden, as you know, killed the Keystone Pipeline 1 month after it was completed. His first act, as they raced to finish it, hoping Trump would allow it open, which Trump was, Biden on day two of administration killed that. But now, because the word is that oil will go to China, not the U.S., this is on Infowars.com, Biden administration approves Alaska oil drilling project that's been held up for a decade. The U.S. Interior Department said Monday that it's approving 3 out of 5 drill sites proposed by ConocoPhillips as part of its Willow Master Development Plan of the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. The record of decision denies 2 of the 5 drill sites proposed by ConocoPhillips, boosting the project to drill pads, 40% of the Interior Department said in a statement. The action significantly scaled back the Willow project within the constraints of valid existing rights under decades-old leases issued by prior administrations. Biden administration's decision to grant partial approval of the energy development project comes despite objections by environmentalist activists, thought about Saudi Arabia, who cite concerns about potential climate impacts by drilling activities. Yeah, China and Mexico and India and everybody else could just crank up everything, but, oh, we can't have anything. Preposterous. The coal power plants put out nothing but water vapor and carbon dioxide. That sounds scary, even though plants breathe it, so you know the rest of the story. All right, so, I've talked about this. I basically hit every angle of it. We can open the phones up, but I got a bunch of guests coming up tomorrow. We will. I'm sure Owen will today at 3 p.m., I almost canceled the guest today just to take calls because I want to hear your take on this. But would you rather have really bad inflation or would you have what they're doing here and bank runs? Well, see, the inflation exposes the monetary system. Bank runs, they can blame these banks. When as sure as the sun came up this morning and as sure as it'll set this evening, everybody knows monetary policy did this by the raising of interest rates after how many years? 2008 to now? 13, 14, 15 years of just helicoptering money to the elites first, then it trickles down to us, and now that spigot's been turned off. What if the Fed raises rates again? So we've been maneuvered into this position. And there is no easy way out of it other than having a referendum, a movement, and a public awakening to abolish the Federal Reserve, have major real monetary hearings that bring us back to a growth economy that America's open for business again, and we're not going to do the central bank digital currencies and the social credit scores and the carbon taxes and all the things that are the next phase. Because just like they give us bridges to nowhere. Oh, we're going to ban gasoline and diesel cars and trucks, but, and lawnmowers and golf carts and everything else, but, and weed eaters, but, and tractors, but, we've got electric ones coming out that cost twice as much, and there's not enough material, the rare earth minerals, to build them, and they admit that. And there's not enough coal power generation to fund it, to give it the energy. They give you bridges to nowhere. Oh, don't worry, we got a central bank digital currency. Oh, we got a social credit score. Oh, we got a carbon tax. Oh, we got a universal basic income. That will fix them blowing up the old system. And then you look at it, you're getting out of a nice, big, powerful ship that just has a leak in it. All you got to do is fix it. And you're getting into an overloaded lifeboat that's guaranteed to sink. That's the analogy of where we are right now today. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with more on the other side. And I'm going to hit some other news stories out of our special guest joining us, InfoWars.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Through it all right now. Boy, there's a lot of news. Developing migrant boat, you mean illegal aliens, smuggled humans, many of them human traffic victims. That's the real name. And it's a migrant. The UN plan under the migrant rules of the UN. That's a legal term. Migrant boat crashes off San Diego coast. 8 confirmed drownings. Red Cross provides a map to illegals sharing where to cross the border and providing helpful tips. You know, the oldest intelligence agency on earth is the Red Cross. Yeah, most of it's handing out blankets and hurricanes and coffee and donuts, but its real mission is globalist spies behind enemy lines and working with the UN to open the borders up. There's the map of where to go and who to call, and they give them debit cards, and the State Department does, and Soros pays for it all. Trump killed that program. Biden started it back up. But you can see all the legs in. They're on the southern border, and they know exactly what they are doing. But it's okay when they tell people to come here and a bunch of them die, or die in an 18-wheeler because their families didn't pay more money to the coyotes, the smugglers. It's okay for the left. They think that's okay. Report, Red Cross provides illegals with maps and tips about how to cross the U.S. border. Exclusive, Red Cross packets show migrants where to cross the U.S. border. Will the Biden administration respond to the Mexican president's election interference threat? Over the weekend, Mexico's president vowed to meddle against Republicans, something the Russians never even did. In upcoming U.S. elections, prompted the GOP calls for more aggressive action against drug cartels. Yeah, the GOP said we should start targeting drug cartels as terrorists on the border, and the president said, well, we'll just meddle in your election and get Democrats elected. Wow, talk about open meddling by a neighboring country. In a brazen screed, Obrador ripped into Republicans and issued a threat that if they don't stop saying things like that, he will lead an information campaign, information war, to ensure that the party receives not one vote from Hispanics in the future. So Hispanic Americans want open borders and human trafficking. If we don't become a lawless country like Mexico, which we are, this is disgraceful rhetoric from the leader of a deeply corrupt, quasi-failed state that lacks operational control and sovereignty over its own territory. I agree with Town Hall's analysis. The Mexican president threatens Republicans, calling for U.S. military to target drug cartels. No, no. Just let them target your own people and our people. Just let them run around and murder whoever they want. Meanwhile, Mexico, too dangerous for spring break, Texas officials say. Spring breakers need to know, though, that, yes, there are many areas of Mexico that aren't safe to go to, but there are many areas of the United States, like Chicago and New York, and hell, Miami, for that matter. Let's not sit there and act like Florida or Houston's a frickin' war zone. Don't go anywhere near South Dallas or downtown Dallas. I mean, they won't give you any travel advisories there. Let me just tell you, don't try to go to a museum in Dallas unless you got armed bodyguards. Who the hell would send their people into something like that? Let me tell you, the police, by the way, are very good at covering up crime. Austin, Texas is a war zone. They've cut one-third of the police or more. Never really hits the news. It's bad. Carjackings, robberies every couple hours, but almost no news coverage of it. The only fringe benefit is There are almost no police out writing traffic tickets. But, you know, right as I got older and stopped speeding, I barely even speed anymore unless I'm late. And I still go like 5 miles over, 10 miles over the speed limit. Now I'm going with the flow of traffic. Used to, I was always hauling ass. I guess my average speed is probably 100 miles an hour. But now I'm an old man or older, and I don't do that. Now there's no police. I'm just like driving around. I was like, where are the police at? It's a crazy world, folks, but it's not just police that aren't out dealing with reckless drivers. Never recklessly drove, but they're certainly out there. No, it's Biden. And we knew this from the laptop. We knew it from all his connections, but it's as bad as we thought. CCP money flowed to the Biden family, according to bank records, documents obtained by the GOP House show, directly from the Chinese subsidiary organizations run by their government to Biden and his disgusting family. But what is the answer to all of this? Well, Eric Swallowswell, the Chinese communist agent, on record, wants to ban conservative news from the military, starting with Fox News. Yes, that's his answer, is make them watch CNN. Don't even let them have watered-down Fox News. What an authoritarian dirtbag. I remember last week I showed you the London Guardian headline where it said there are too many white people in the English Hill Country. We need to get rid of them. They're bad. Remember the headline? It's disgusting to see all these white people in their own country where their ancestors were 10,000 years ago. But don't try to do that in Saudi Arabia or somewhere or wherever else to get your ass killed. Plans to house 400 asylum seekers in one Welsh village of just 1,500 people branded wholly unsuitable. Notice, same program's been done in Europe, same thing here. And these illegals that come in are brainwashed by the left and turned into political armies. And I've got videos of what happens when white people try to go out and get a gallon of milk or whatever. They literally howl and scream and go, he's white, he's white. They stab him, they kill him, they rape the girls. It's so liberal, it's so loving. Because 90% of the asylum seekers in Europe are military-age men. And they're both sitting, they just come running off screaming like it's a D-Day invasion. And they just run off howling into the countryside. Isn't that liberal? Isn't that loving? Oh, but the globalist elites, they live in their high-rise apartments protected, thinking they're all safe from the civilization they're preying on and they hate. The average leftist sees somebody that can skin a buck and run a trot line and somebody with a bunch of kids, and they hate white people, the white liberals, and they see all the poor brown people as their minions, and they just, even though, on average, brown people in the United States, per capita, by population, have more money than whites. Oh, yeah, because you didn't know Asians and Indians in many cities per capita have more money than anybody else. But see, the left doesn't see them as an instinctive enemy. Because they've been playing race politics for hundreds of years in this country, and now that they've got the majority being brown, they can't help but go back to racial politics. But it's pissing them off because second and third generation brown people here, even first generation, they're from India or other areas, are actually adopting pro-America. They want guns. They want security. They want private property. They want it all. They're like, hey, I want what America was. I came here because I want the security. I want the gun. I want the bank account. I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to go worship where I want. I want to be secure. I'll take that. And I'm like, oh, no. The white people are bad. You don't want your rights, do you? The Second Amendment's racist. All right, we're going to cover the waterfront with Pete Santilli on a whole bunch of subjects because it's all going down right now. The financial collapse and more straight ahead. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fission Magnesium product or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so it's a massive bailout. They're not calling it a bailout. And right at the same time that you have the incredible information, so over the top coming out, that the head of the CDC said, no, they created the bioweapon. It came out of the Pentagon. Obama, Fauci, they're all behind it. At the same time, all the deep state collusion with all the agencies and corporations illegally spying and surveilling way past the First Amendment. I mean, this is totally illegal. At the same time, the truth about the Ukraine war is coming out. At the same time, the truth about the Chi-Coms and Hunter Biden are coming out and his father. At the same time that every part of their agenda, including January 6th, is blowing up in their face, magically this bank, SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, they've been messing with for months. They decided to not fix it with a couple billion dollars. They decided to let it go under, and then now the crisis begins, and they can pose as the saviors. So, Pete Santilli, there's a lot to cover. You got the news right before I went on air. outrageously with January 6th, with all these documents that the FBI accidentally gave over to the defense last Wednesday, all now confirmed, secret documents, people in the crowd being feds, provocateuring, spying on the defense team. The judge has said no harm, no foul, trial goes forward after canceling trial Thursday and Friday. We should probably tackle that right now because you've got your folks inside the trial following it because they're weaponizing this, obviously. This is a beta test, a blueprint, a test for all of us right now. So let's tackle that first, then let's plow through everything today.
Alex, thank you very much for having me. Yeah, that's right. I have late breaking news actually coming out of the courtroom this morning, and we were expecting, the world was expecting that the judge was going to rule fairly, weren't we? Just kidding. Of course not. No, Alex, we were expecting that the judge would see all of these motions that were very well prepared, and these motions. For those that like to read them like me, I suggest you download them. You can get them on Pacer. We'll have them published on our websites. But basically what they contend with is the attorneys have said this is outrageous government conduct. And here are the following reasons why. And they cite law. Now, in previous cases, we won't talk about the cases that I've been in, but identically, same issues. It's called cases called Jenks, Giglio, and Brady. Those three things that you never break those rules when you're the government. Especially when somebody's at trial and when a jury seated. Well, they, in fact, did that. On top of everything else that we know that they withheld from the defendants, from the public, they are basically right in front of the jury attempting to deceive the jury. The FBI agent perjured herself on the stand. They cited that. They also cited some documentation where she was ordered to remove 338 lines of information. Now, this is the update from the court. This is what you would expect in a court of law, but we have lawlessness. And I would say that as of this morning, Alex, I'm going to have to call it what it is, that Judge Kelly at this point is now complicit as part of this color revolutionary attempt to overthrow the United States of America by not doing the right thing and punishing the government.
And let's be clear, in your case, they got caught withholding evidence, and it was you were set free because you were innocent in the whole Bundy fiasco. So this is very rare. We talked this morning at like 8 a.m. You thought the judge would have to do the right thing. He didn't. He said, all this is wonderful.
Yeah, not only said all this is wonderful, he basically was not only dismissive, but just stated over and over again, shut down the attorneys. I mean, I have just about the entire transcript highlighted. I can give you a couple of things. They were contending with whether the agent Miller had misrepresented stuff on the record. When I break this down, if you want to get into the details, I'm going to just give you the general highlights. But this is what the judge did in opposition to what the judge normally would have to do under the law. Now, I had a leftist, Obama-appointed, Harry Reid-supported La Raza judge. Her name was Gloria Navarro. And when she encountered the same exact gross government misconduct, she dismissed the case. Because when the government does this, what they've done in the courtroom in this past week, the punishment goes to the government, regardless of what
let's just add, this is now broken as a national story. This is all in the news. The Judiciary Committee in the House is looking at an investigation of this. The judge, in the face of all that, doesn't give a rat's ass because he's part of Mordor, the special judges they've got in D.C.
Does not. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a couple of quotes by the judge, Judge Kelly. Everything you've mentioned so far is covered in my ruling. I've ruled on this and just shuts it down. I'll give you an example of what Roger Bruce was asking. The government contended that the 338 lines that the FBI agent was ordered to remove, the government stated, well, that was regarding a different case and just glossed right over it. Well, Roger Roos says, something doesn't smell right about that. What is that case that they're referring to? Can we at least get that information and cross-examine? And the judge said, that's not necessary. We go ahead and trust the judge. Well, Carmen Hernandez jumped out there and said, why are you trusting that the government is doing this. Now, let's go back, Alex, if we could.
Let's remember, it says in there, I've been ordered to destroy evidence. That's always illegal. They use the term, destroy evidence.
Illegal. That's exactly right. And guess what? They also not only glossed over, okay, but the agent was allowed, once the jury was seated, came back in under cross-examination and gave hearsay testimony, assuming that the document that was emailed to Enrique Terrio, that was provided for by the FBI informant, she was just assuming that because she got a report that said that he edited, modified, or copied it, that it came from him.
Literally, so it's on record that this lady connected to the CIA and FBI brings them the 1770 document about a plan to attack D.C., and so now they're even bringing in things and falsely testifying on things that are known not to be true.
That's exactly right. The judge was heavily siding with the prosecution in opposition to the law. Now, as I said, a leftist judge, when the government commits such gross, outrageous government misconduct, they dismiss the case right there on the spot.
So this is total weaponization.
It is not only weaponization, but I'm going to tell you something. They have asked for a special master to come in and to take a look at certain items. That's a reasonable request to hold off on the jury, to put the jury out. The judge refused to do that, refused to see any evidence whatsoever, said it was irrelevant. I'm going to let this in. Shut these attorneys down, as any tyrant would certainly do that's involved and complicit in a color revolutionary overthrow of the United States of America. Now, Alex, here's the most important part. I have been kind of quiet about it in the public because I was hoping it would flesh out in the Proud Boys trial in the courtroom. There are whistleblowers internally that Tucker had indicated that there was facial recognition of the individuals at that frontline breach, that first breach where the barricades were, where the guy Ryan Samsel with the red hat was and Ray Epps was whispering in his ear. They have internal whistleblowers who are they're prohibited from volunteering this information, but if called to testify, would certainly do that. They found that the majority of the people at that first breach were feds. In fact, it was a difficult time finding people to prosecute. The majority of them, I will state. Now, that will have to be stated by those whistleblowers if called to testify. But in most cases, the judges, and this has been the pushback, the attorneys say that the judge will shut it down because they're on a fishing expedition. This evidence exists. Tucker Carlson admitted to that last week. There is plenty of evidence of all of these federal agents, quite a few of them. Why can't we see it? Because it might reveal that they were the ones that were, in fact, breaking the law and provocateuring and causing people to do things they normally wouldn't do. There's so much overwhelming evidence of what these known agents, up to and including, by the way, there were military personnel that were actually commandeered and used for special purposes on January 6th under the authority of A.G. Rosen. He unilaterally decided to set up a special commando.
All right, stay right there. Let's talk about that when we come back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is, you're not BSing, you are literally all over this with your sources inside the trial. I can confirm what you're saying from my sources, that they are not letting Tucker Carlson and others have access to the face scanning, but according to the people that are ready to go public, but under the law and under the regulations and FOIAs and their non-disclosures, they've got to be called. They can't even approach Congress, which is totally wrong, but we know they've been blocking FBI whistleblowers at Congress regardless. That the facial recognition software and other systems confirm the majority of the people leading the first breach, with Ray Epps directing it, were military and FBI. Well, we know there was hundreds of FBI and hundreds of military. They admitted declassified documents there. So this is outrageous. Please continue.
Yeah, now, the remember, there was a special forces team, commandos, fully outfitted. They weren't in civilian clothes. They were stationed 30 miles away in Quantico. For weapons of mass destruction because the president and the vice president were on property for the event. They were 30 miles away to deploy in the event something happens. A.G. Rosen, on the morning of January 6th, actually got, quote-unquote, intel that the FBI was under threat of attack, and the FBI, through Rosen, without any congressional oversight or Capitol Police knowledge, deployed special forces in, so they had military-styled, you know, heavily armed special forces commandos would shoot to kill authority, and there were civilian clothed military personnel, joint terrorism task force members. The reason why they do this, Alex, is you want to know why each department has rules of engagement and laws that they can operate in under the law. The reason why they have these joint terrorism task force is because if the FBI has authority to do one thing, they essentially meld them into their operating unit. That way they cover the broad base of laws that they should ever decide to violate.
So here's the bottom line. We got to move to other issues, but this is huge. We'll cover it more soon. And next hour with this other guest, you're going to ride shotgun with us. But this could bring down the whole deep state. They bet everything on this. Their desperateness to get rid of Trump. They're so scared. They're suppressing things in this trial. That's all coming out now. But if they admitted it, it would come out. So they're just hoping they can suppress it now. This is desperateness.
I'm going to say this exclusively right here on InfoWars, on the Alex Jones Show. They don't want anyone to see the facial recognition because there's a couple of people that I've already identified and have seen the facial recognition of Ukrainians that were on the ground, Azov battalion members that are associated and connected to John McCain, Lindsey Graham, dating all the way back to the overthrow. That's why they don't want us to see the facial recognition. Those people were in the crowd. Evan Newman was also a Ukrainian color revolutionary protester. He was able to evade FBI. They let him go, actually, and he escaped to Belarus. Some complexities there. More to come. Hopefully, it'll get blown up in court. The truth shall set us free, of course. It always comes out.
All right, shifting gears. Everything's coming out. The gain of function, just so many big issues, the illegal spying, the censorship, and now we have the banking crisis right on time.
You know, I'm going to call it what it is. This is a controlled demolition of our financial system. What do they say? Cui bono? Who gains to benefit from the destruction of the dollar? Probably this guy right here that wrote Executive Order 14067, that number that General Flynn spoke of just the other day. 14067 is a 17-page document I just held up that outlines the implementation of the central digital currency. Now, here's another thing that we're not tying into this. A lot of these banks, as I'm being told by an internal U.S. bank executive, is that FTX had a lot to do with these banks that are defaulting. These smaller banks associated with FTX and another company called Tether. Guess who Tether is and who they're connected to? We have been able to connect that, A, they don't have a good accounting. Nothing's on the books. And B, their central intelligence agency connected. Tether was responsible for a lot of this FTX stuff, a lot of Ukrainian money flowing back during the campaign in 2022. But this mismanagement of the FTX fund with this this young group of woketards, I think, was helping and pre-planning this controlled demolition. And they're right on schedule with this. Of course, they're going to be acquiring these smaller banks like SVB that go belly up for $200 billion. And I just found out this morning that HSBC bought the UK division for a buck something. They're going to buy them pennies on the dollar. So what do? Take them down, buy them up for pennies on the dollar, and whisk away the evidence of Tether's involvement and, of course, the black money involvement in bringing this banking system down. For what purpose? Take down cryptocurrencies, of course, set up their own, and come in with a new digital centralized controlled system.
Man, Pete, you just crystallized in 2 minutes what I tried to say in the whole first hour. Incredible job. Here is Axios now calling it the largest bank run in history, but Biden's saying it's not a bailout, but it is a bailout because he's guaranteeing all the deposits. Where do you see this going? Bank stocks tumble. Others rise on hopes for easier rates. What do you think?
Well, I not what I think, what I know, and I studied this, not to claim bragging rights on this, but I studied the subprime mortgage meltdown in 2008. The subprime lending debacle, Obama was behind that. Believe it or not, it fueled his political campaign. I did forensic audits of a lot of the mortgages he had coming. That's a method of money laundering to these political campaigns through organized crime. These organized criminals outside of the mortgage industry and the banking industry, they know how to move money like this, and they also know that all they had to do, instead of going to Congress for $800 billion like they had to do in 2008, Hank Paulson, that is, well, they implemented the Dodd-Frank bill, which essentially allows them, instead of going through Congress and taking extra time, why not just go with the deposits that are in the bank? Now, there was going to be outrage initially, and Joe Biden mentioned it this morning. He said, oh, it's not going to come from the taxpayers. It's going to come from the fees. Well, who's paying the fees? I mean, there's no robots that are generating these fees, it's ultimately money that's coming from the consumer.
And fees are another word for bail-ins.
Fees are another word for bail. This is a bailout. I think they got caught off guard, surprised by the magnitude of the bank that was being taken down with SVB. SVB, over $250 billion in assets. That's a huge hit. That's the type of thing that causes the contagion. It results in trillions of dollars unraveling because there's downstream debtors and investors that are impacted by this when somebody can't pay.
Exactly. They've been getting feverishly ready in all these hearings we've seen for a new banking crisis, but they weren't ready yet to use it to get the central bank digital currencies. It looks like they've been caught off guard.
They were caught off guard. The FDIC announced what they were going to do just weeks ago. They said, we're going to shut the banks down on a Friday, let the institutional investors get their money out. Well, guess what? The FDIC only has $125 billion to cover. The remaining balance of all that stuff, whether you're insured or not, they will call that an uninsured deposit, and you're out of luck and your money is wiped out. So this thing would have caused civil unrest if he did not basically lie to us as they normally do. The question is, ladies and gentlemen, can you believe anything coming out of their mouths? Just go back a couple of years and remember 14 days to flatten a curve. That should tell you everything you need to know. And here's the last thing. The people that are at the podium offering any solution, those are the perpetrators of the crimes. That's exactly how you ID who these people are behind the scenes taking our system down.
I know you've been a financial guy the whole time, so you're an expert on this, but you really just called it. What can we do to counter this?
You know, to counter, now solutions are really, really huge. Right now, everyone must, all the way down to the residential level, meaning every person hearing our voice, you protect life, liberty, and property. You protect your family. You take care of your household, of course, and then join together to protect your neighbors and people on your street and people within your township and your county. General Flynn says it best, and he's been pounding it into my head, local action will have a national impact.
No, I totally agree. How bad do you think this is going to get?
I think that we must prepare for, and it is war. It's economic warfare and psychological warfare being perpetrated upon us. If you remember the name Larry Grathwall, he said early on when he was internally in the bedroom of, or the living room of Bill Ayers, they were pre-planning this. All these Columbia University intellectuals said they would eventually just track, trace, profile us, put us in education camps, and then those that don't get along will exterminate.
And they'd use Cloward and Piven and blow the economy to get us under their thumb. Guys, pull up Larry Grathwald clip. We'll play it next hour, where he talked about there at Columbia University with the weathermen, where they were openly planning to bring down America and put us in slave death camps for their enjoyment. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number three. Another special guest on the same subject joining us. It's all coming up. Hour number three. This is not a spectator sport. Spread the links. Infowars.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.